WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting takes up realigning a future street intersection that has received neighborhood opposition. The proposal of extending Harper's Ferry from the Nantucket neighborhood past Arrington Road into the new Margrave subdivision, where more than 1,000 homes will be built, was endorsed last week by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
If my expectation is that that roadway is always going to be the way it was when I first lived there, then yeah, I'm going to get frustrated, I'm going to get angry, and I'm going to get upset. But I guess, because I've worked in the planning business, I understand that we design roadways and build roadways for future growth and development.
PNZ Chairwoman Jane Key was part of the unanimous vote that followed opposition from Nantucket homeowners, some who spoke before Brazos County Commissioners 2 weeks ago. Tonight's request to create the four-way intersection was filed by the county. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting also includes reconsideration of an impact fee for roads. Mayor Carl Mooney says the fee should remain as it is projected to generate $12 million over the next 10 years. One example he gave on our show is the joint project with the Brazos County to rebuild Arrington Road, which is currently in the county.
It's incumbent, I believe, upon the city to take a look and, when it can, partner with the county so that when those roads do become part of the city, we're not having to go back then at higher prices and rebuild them.
Collection of College Station's roadway impact fee is scheduled to start December 1st, about a year after it was approved by the council. The next round of detours along the Earl Rudder Freeway starts today. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports new freeway ramps are opening for southbound traffic between Highway 21 and MLK. Then the southbound ramps between MLK and William Joel Bryan will close. This continues a freeway project that began more than 4 years ago. Another state lawmaker representing Brazos County is announced running for re-election next year. Kyle Cassell, who runs a large-scale cattle business and full-service hunting operation near College Station, is seeking his fourth term in District 12, which also includes all of Robertson Falls and Limestone counties and part of McLennan County. Previously announcing his run for re-election was John Rainey of Bryan. This Saturday marks the annual Boonville Days Texas Heritage Festival at the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History.
It's awfully hard to know where you're going if you don't know who you are and where you've been.
Executive Director Deborah Kalman says there is fun for the whole family, including pony rides, live demonstrations, and authentic chuck wagon food.
Those lunches are $10 a piece, and we're pre-selling the tickets because we have a very limited number of lunches that each wagon can actually make because they do it in the old style.
Dr. Kalman says something else to sign up for ahead of time is the 9th annual Buffalo Stampede Half Marathon and 5K, which kicks off Saturday's events. Find more information online at BrazosValleyMuseum.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 62 degrees. The text line is open and so is the phone line. Give us a call or a text, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Dreams become a reality at the most magical event in the Brazos Valley. On October 21st, join characters from all of your favorite movies and television shows for an enchanting dining experience at the Scotty's House Character Breakfast. Snap a photo, get an autograph, and visit your favorite characters. Please help support this event and encourage the mission of Scotty's House, serving abused children in the Brazos Valley. Purchase tickets at scottyshouse.org. See you at the Scotty's House Character Breakfast, Saturday, October 21st, from 9:30 to 11 a.m. at the Brazos Center.
Relax in its shade, breathe in the oxygen it produces, and admire the natural beauty of a tree. The Keep Brazos Beautiful annual tree sale is going on now. Choose from a selection of native 5-gallon trees for just $20 each. Order your trees today at keepbrazosbeautiful.org. Then pick them up on Saturday, October 21st from 9 a.m. to noon at the College Station City Hall parking lot. Orders must be in by October 15th, so select your trees now at keepbrazosbeautiful.org.
Hey, good morning. Pretty close to 10 after 6, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Some quiet and warm weather coming up for the region as high pressure northeast of the region continues to shift away from the area. Sunshine today will bring our temperatures up to 85 this afternoon. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 65 to 70. More sunshine tomorrow, highs close to 90. Tomorrow night, clear with a low of 70 degrees. Sunny start to the weekend, and it's warm. Highs on Saturday, close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, ever since Josh Reynolds left for the NFL from last season, the Aggies have been looking for that senior leadership, that veteran leadership at the wide receiver spot, and it seems like they've gotten that from wideout Damien Ratley. Here's Coach Sumlin.
He's an example of what real confidence and maturity does for you.
Hear a little bit more from Coach on Damien Ratley coming up. As well, we'll hear from Damien himself as the Aggies gear up to take on Florida down in the swamp. We'll also talk Aggie volleyball last night. Came up on the short end to 8th-ranked Kentucky. The Aggs fall to 5-8 overall and 2-4 in SEC play. The Houston Astros know who they'll be playing in the ALCS. It's going to be the New York Yankees. We'll talk about that game last night, the Yanks defeating the Cleveland Indians, as well as things over in the National League. All that more coming up in sports.
All right, so get your to-do list out in front of you.
Okay.
And have that right there, because there's an asteroid headed toward Earth again.
Oh, yeah. We heard about this.
Yeah, going to be by here today.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So just remember, tomorrow is National Train Your Brain Day. We may not have to worry about that. It's also World Egg Day tomorrow. You may not have to worry about that.
Okay.
But just letting you know. And so later on this morning, find out what they ask people in Great Britain what they would do if they knew they only had an hour to live. So we'll see how that works out for you. In the meantime, what do you do when you notice your cat is acting strangely?
Get a dog.
Do you want me to answer that question?
Well, I know. And that's kind of, I decided, well, I'd press on, even though that pretty much was the end of my interest level.
Okay.
In this case, it's in New Zealand.
Okay.
They're a little different there.
They are. Well, you know, there's more sheep than people.
That's right, and they talk funny. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this guy takes his cat to the vet.
Because he was acting funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
And strangely, not funny. They wasn't telling jokes. He just...
Gotcha. Strangely.
Yeah, okay. Then, so he goes there, and the vet, I don't know, apparently told the cat owner to give it some anti-anxiety meds.
Of course.
And lock it in a room for 5 days.
What?
I know. And all would be well. Mm. Again, veterinary work over there might be different than it is here. Well, okay, that's fine until day five rolls around. Guy's in his house, and he sees his black cat come walking in the house. He sees his cat in the house, not in the room.
After he locked it in the room.
Well, after he locked a cat in the room.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
the drugged up cat was somebody else's.
Which is why it was acting strangely, because it didn't belong to him.
It wasn't his cat. Hey.
Catnapper. Info.
Mission.
But I mean, the doc says, let's give it some anti-anxiety meds.
Yeah, let's go back to the treatment part of this story.
Lock it in a room for 5 days and everything will be fine?
No
wonder cats act the way they do.
I just imagine the original cat's owner. You spray painted his tail, didn't you, Fokker? You spray painted his tail.
I got it.
If you missed one of the biggest car buying events in the entire state of Texas, we have news for you. It's back! Hackett's and Toyota's Repo Joe Sale is back this weekend only. Shop over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos. Every used car's a bargain. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 17-1793A, 2007 Toyota Matrix. Selling price $52.99, 72 months at 2.99% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot.
And save you will. The Repo Joe sale is the best sale for used cars, period. But you have to get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. 27 town delivers with payments from $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Don't miss it this time. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan in Madisonville this weekend. Sale ends Saturday. Subject to prior sale.
Hey, good morning. It's the 12th of October. It's day 285. We got 80 of them to go. So happy birthday if it happens to be yours. It's National Savings Day, never a bad thing. Spanish Language Day.
Okay. Oh.
Hola.
Hola.
Como estás?
Exactly. It's a Moment of Frustration Scream Day.
Okay.
Grab a pillow and just scream into that.
Don't be doing it on the air.
Right. Don't do it on the air and don't. Don't startle people. Gumbo Day, if you like that kind of thing.
I like some good gumbo.
Okay, yep. It's a, well, until you find a surprise in it, you know.
Well,
you got tomatoes, you got rice, you got okra.
Yeah.
I lived in Beaumont for a while, and, you know, they put, you know, there's a crab claw. Oh, hello.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah, but nonetheless. Okay. It's Old Farmer's Day. There are a few of them left. And it's World Sight Day. I can see that.
World Sight Day?
Sight.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Johnny Nash. Still alive and living in Houston.
Oh, really?
Yep.
No, he's from Houston.
Yep. All right, there you go. And we got some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Josh Hutcherson is turning 25 today. He's on Hunger Games. If you're a big fan of that, he's what's the kid's name? Anyways,
it's not PETA, is he?
Or yeah, is yeah, yeah, no, yeah. He is.
PETA.
Yeah, PETA. PETA bread. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Last name's Bread. And Tyler Blackburn turning 31 today. He plays Caleb on Pretty Little Liars.
Okay.
And Ravenswood. Of course, that's the spinoff of Pretty Little Liars. Marion Jones turning 42, was a track and field athlete.
Yeah.
And of course, admitted to steroids.
Ah, yeah.
Can't return five medals she won at the Olympics in 2000.
Did somebody get those? Like whoever came in fourth place and then they just like bump the medals down?
I don't know if they just like boil them down to make some kind of trophy for, I don't know. I really don't know what they do with them.
Okay. I was just curious.
Anyways, she's turning 42 today. Kirk Cameron turning 47.
Oh, man.
47 today, man.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's, of course, was on Growing Pains, and he's made a lot of faith-based films here recently. Marty McGuire turning 48. She's a Fiddler of the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, yeah, Marty.
And Courtyard Hounds. Was she the sister that was married to Charlie Robeson?
I have no
Robeson?
Idea. Yeah. No,
I can't remember. Okay. Anyways, she's turning 48 today. Hugh Jackman is turning 49.
All right.
Today.
He is really talented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he is. And in this day and age, there aren't many song and dance men. And, you know, he can do that stuff. He does that singing and dancing stuff. And then he's, Wolverine? Is that
right? Yeah, he's Wolverine on X-Men. So he does not sing and dance as Wolverine.
No.
That would be kind of strange if he did.
It would.
Adam Rich is turning 49. Nicholas
Bradford.
Just give
it time. They'll make a musical.
X-Men the musical.
You're right. They will.
X-Men the musical. Adam Rich is turning 49 today. Plays Nicholas Bradford on 8 is Enough.
Okay.
Carlos Bernard is turning 55. Now, he played Tony on 24. Any 24 fans out there?
Okay.
Lynn Shay is turning 74. Now, she plays Elise in the Insidious movies, which, of course, are not comedies. However, she's been in a lot of comedies, the Farrelly Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
The movies that they make, like Kingpin and a bunch of other stuff. She's she's one of those that you'll notice her if you, or you'll recognize
her. You know her if you saw her, right?
You'll see her if you see her.
Because it's World Sight Day. So.
Yeah. Sam Moore is turning 82 today of Sam and Dave.
Hey.
Yeah. So yesterday we played Chelsea's theme song. Today we're playing mine.
There we go.
So anyways. And Mark,
and he's going to be here. He's part of the big
really?
Concert. He's part of the concert.
Sweet.
Reed. Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's still rolling around.
At 82.
So, yeah. And of course, they also had Hold On, I'm Coming.
Yep.
Which is a really good song as well. So that's pretty cool. He's turning 82 today. And Mark Taylor's turning 58 today. Now, he himself might not be that famous, but he's the father of the greatest sports guy of all time on radio. So he's turning 58 today.
All right.
Who's that?
That's my dad.
Oh, okay.
It's my dad.
Gotcha.
Jeez,
okay.
All right.
Okay.
Is it too early, Scott?
And what are you doing to celebrate?
I'm actually going to go home this weekend.
Hey, good.
Good son.
The Ags are out of town, and I figured I'd
finally
I'd
got
go
a
home
weekend
and,
off.
So yeah. Let you use that fancy lawnmower that he bought after you left home.
Oh yeah,
fingers crossed.
Radius.
You got to put the goggles on it because we've got some real dirt patches that we've got in our yards,
yeah,
and so
rocks spitting up.
Yeah, so you just fly on that bad boy.
Gotcha. You got Tony Kubek today?
No, I didn't.
Tony Kubek is 82, and he. Back in the day when there was only one baseball game a day on, imagine that, you know, he would do the, he was the color man.
Oh, cool.
Dizzy Dean was the sportscaster, was the play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
Susan Anton, who's tall, 6'3", I think.
Tall.
6'3". And Chris Wallace, you may know him.
She's known for being tall. That's what she does.
She's very, very attractive. Very attractive lady. Well, the thing is, she was married to Dudley Moore.
Okay.
Who's very short.
He's about as tall as I am. And
gotcha.
She was about 6'3". So they did. They kind of made a striking pair,
you
will.
Okay.
And Chris Wallace, you may know him from Fox News. He's Mike's son, and he's 70.
All right.
Okay. So when a toddler has to pee, this might not, you don't want him to pee in his pants, right? If he is verbal enough to tell you that it's time to
go
do his business. Mm-hmm. A mom was dining in a restaurant in Beijing.
Okay.
Gave her toddler a bowl from the table.
Oh, no, ma'am.
To pee in when he said he had to go. Other diners clearly horrified over that.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
The lady said, what's the problem? They're going to wash the bowl anyway.
Oh, what's the problem?
That was her logic. One employee said that she'd been in the restaurant for 10 years and never had an incident like that.
I would hope not.
Yeah.
Okay. Confirmed that the bowl and utensils were thrown away. Sure, let me just do that.
I'm not even thinking of, what happens to the bowl later. I'm just thinking of he's doing it at the table with other people around.
And splashing.
Splashing. And
yeah, there's always splashing. Splashage.
Splashback.
It'll be.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so Democrats, the media, desperately hoping the NRA would put themselves in a position of defending bump stocks. That's the device used by the Vegas shooter to make his rifles fire at a higher rate or higher cycle rate. Well, guess what? Sorry to disappoint. It turns out the bump stocks won't be the wedge issue Democrats are counting on with the NRA. The NRA has said, no, they don't support them. Well, that's not going to stop those on the left that think that America should not have any guns, like Michael Moore, calling for a repeal of the Second Amendment. We don't have to worry about Michael. He probably has 5 security guards everywhere he goes. The rest of us, you fend for yourself.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, business travel is a game of wins and losses. A reclining seat in front of you, that's a loss. Buying your business trip at Upside.com, well, that's not just a win, it's a triple win, because Upside.com has the absolute best available prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. Win number 2 is how Upside rewards you with a gift card to places like Amazon.com every single time you buy a business trip. And the third win is the amazing 6-star treatment that you get from Upside's Navigators, their customer service specialists. Now, Navigators are instantly accessible 24/7 when you go to Upside.com and use their app, even reaching out so you can avoid a problem before it happens. Go to Upside.com, use the promo code Hannity, and you'll get a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com. That's promo code Hannity for a minimum $100 gift card to Amazon.com just for buying your next business trip at Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip.
Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Think of the things that unite us. Round here, football, family, lending a hand to a neighbor in need. Because when we're united, we're stronger, better, and can get more done. That's why Sioux Falls Prater and Brazos Valley are uniting. This November, we'll be United Ag and Turf. This means bigger selection, more availability, and great deals on John Deere tractors. Right now, get special savings and low financing on John Deere compact tractors. Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater will be United Ag and Turf, united with you and your land.
Merry Christmas!
Does your Christmas wish list include a store full of Christmas shoppers? To make sure your business has a Merry Christmas, you need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message full of holiday cheer. That partner is Brazos Family Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Family Magazine, contact Santa's Elves at Brian Broadcasting.
From the Clyburn Gold to major masterpieces, we will hear Russians Unravel, Box Brandenburgs, and an epic season finale with the Texas Tenors in the BVSO's 36 years of outstanding live performances. Don't miss a single concert in our 2017-2018 season of Tenors and Titans, sponsored by CHI St. Joseph Health. Visit BVSO.org or call 696-6100 to order your season tickets now. Opening concert October 22nd with the Clyburn Gold Medalist.
Good morning, it's 625 Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, so the asteroid is on the collision course here with Earth, okay?
It's coming.
Okay, this one might miss, but it brought up the theoretical question, what if the big one is really on the way?
Right.
What if the one that Clint Eastwood is not going to be able to go up there and take care of, or whatever the movie was.
Or Bruce Willis.
Or Bruce Willis,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there were a couple of them. There were, where they had to do that,
oh.
Right? You know, or maybe they were in the same
yeah,
boat.
Yeah,
no
you're
idea.
Talking about Space Cowboys?
That's sure, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, what if you find out you got 60 minutes left to live? They asked people in Great Britain what they would do. 54% said they would like to spend that time with their loved ones or talking to them on the phone or videoing.
Right? Okay.
13% said, just sit back. It's inevitable.
Right. Crack open a cold one.
Well, yeah, they said champagne. They didn't even want to go because what the heck? You got an hour to live. You don't have to worry about, you know, the credit card bill.
Right, yeah.
Whatever. Sex appeal to 9%, while just 3% turned to prayer. 3%.
Really?
That is one percentage point more than the ones who said, well, they'd like to eat some fatty food. And another 2% said, if they had an hour of life left to go, they would start looting.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, man.
What would be the point?
Yeah, what would be the point of looting if you're just going to die?
Yeah, you get this brand new TV that you stole from somebody, and you're not going to be able to watch, but, well, you know, 20 minutes of it.
Then you take a selfie of what you stole, I suppose. But again, both of those things, eating fatty food and looting, was one point above prayer.
Bunch of heathens over there
That's
in Great Britain.
Heathens.
And they got bad teeth, too. All right, here's some Brazos Valley weather forecast for you. It's brought to you this morning by folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Sorry, it's going to warm up again today. Winds back out of the southeast, kind of what we've been used to. It's not there yet, but later on today. And then we'll be probably at 90 all the way through the weekend. Cools down a little bit again on Monday. We'll be at about 75. But anyhow, no mention of rain in the forecast till we get to Sunday. And then it's even just 20%. So winds out of the north at 3, 78% relative humidity. Fair skies and 62 right now.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Pickup truck drivers no longer want to bump around in unequipped vehicles. They want heated and cooled seats, backup cameras, and hand-stitched leather just like everyone else. Kelley Blue Book says buyers are spending an average of nearly $47,000 on new pickups. At the State Fair of Texas this month, Ford is displaying its most expensive pickup yet, the F-Series Super Duty Limited, a luxury heavy-duty truck with a starting price of $81,000. It has custom two-tone leather seats, a heated steering wheel, and a 360-degree camera system. Weinstein Company's challenges continue to pile up following the ouster of co-chairman Harvey Weinstein, the company now reassessing plans for future movie releases. iHeartMedia has met with two large creditor groups for the first time since the company first launched multi-billion dollar debt exchange offers in March. A group of investors presented a proposal to restructure debt to avert a bankruptcy filing. That's Your Money Now.
First off, you robots are a great addition to the accounting department.
But
your auditing and risk assessment skills are excellent.
But
it's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
Forecasting, outstanding.
But
please stop oiling yourself up in the lunchroom.
I knew there was a but. There's always a but.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
To help explain how fast it is to make Bob Evans' original mashed potatoes, here are a few things you'll never need again. One, a potato peeler. What is this, the Navy? Two, Grandma's recipe. She's gonna be so mad. Three, patience. What's that? Because Bob Evans' original mashed potatoes are made with whole milk, real butter, and are ready in just 6 minutes. For rich, homemade taste for the whole family, find Bob Evans in the refrigerated section of your grocery store. It's farm fresh goodness, full of flavor.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
On Wednesday, October 18th at 6 p.m., join Bishop Joe S. Vasquez of Austin as he'll offer a massive celebration at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Bryan in recognition of the permanent home of a first-class relic of St. Anthony of Padua. After Mass, there'll be a candlelight procession, and all are welcome to St. Anthony Catholic Church, 308 South Parker Avenue in Bryan, to enjoy the blessings of the Lord through the intercession of the great miracle worker St. Anthony. For more information, Facebook St. Anthony's in Bryan or log on to stanthonys.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Last year, the College Station City Council adopted roadway impact fees, which are scheduled to start being collected this December 1st and are projected to generate $12 million over the next 10 years. Tonight's council meeting agenda includes a proposal to not collect the fee. Mayor Carl Mooney on our show wants to collect impact fees for, among other reasons, to help pay for rebuilding Arrington Road, which is currently outside the city limits.
Until you have the money, it's hard to be able to explain or to actually go out and contract to get work done.
Mooney says since Arrington Road will eventually be annexed, it's incumbent upon the city to work with Brazos County to build roads that meet city standards. 2 weeks ago, Brazos County commissioners heard from opponents of realigning intersections along Arrington Road in and out of a new development where 1,000 homes are planned to be built. Tonight's College Station City Council agenda includes formalizing the county's request to continue Harper's Ferry from Arrington into the Margrave subdivision. The request was unanimously approved last week by the Planning and Zoning Commission. Chairwoman Jane Key says streets need to be connected.
I've lived in a development in a neighborhood that was a single access in and single access out, and my house burned down. And, you know, maybe it would have saved more of it if there'd been another way in or out.
Marie Wolf was among Nantucket area residents voicing their opposition to the county commission 2 weeks ago.
While Castlegate and Margraves Ranch streets will be designed to minor collector specifications, ours is what it is, and I don't see anyone focusing on our neighborhood roadway safety issues.
The proposed street would continue west to Greens Prairie Road. College Station police, who reported going to an apartment 15 times in the last 3 months to deal with disturbances and welfare concerns between a mother and her daughter.
The latest call on Tuesday morning resulted in the arrest of the daughter, 29-year-old Stephanie Sichelski, on a charge of family violence assault. The daughter told police her mother had also struck her. According to the arrest report, neighbors told 911 the women had been fighting for nearly 2 hours. The daughter was arrested, according to the officer, because the mother was more than likely to be the victim because of her feeble health, and the daughter was larger and stronger. A Brazos County Sheriff's deputy's off work after being punched in the face so hard he suffered a brain bleed and had to have stitches in his upper lip. 35-year-old Matthew Thomas Garcia of Bryan was arrested for aggravated assault of a public servant and resisting arrest. According to the arrest report, Garcia was shot with a taser after striking the deputy Tuesday morning in the Bryan MHMR office. According to online records, Garcia has gone to jail 3 times on assault charges. An inspection of a Northgate bar following the Alabama football game last weekend led to an arrest by College Station police. According to the CSPD report, there were 140 people on the second floor of the hookah station. The maximum occupancy is 109. The officer who made the headcount was directed by bar staff to the person in charge, who, according to the arrest report, would not identify himself after being asked at least 5 times, and he would not be signing any citation. That led to the arrest of 33-year-old Muhammad Swiden for failing to identify himself. 3 Houston women are accused of taking almost $3,000 of cosmetics from JCPenney's at the Post Oak Mall. Store security told College Station police they watched on the in-house video system one of the women taking items while the others were shielding her from salespeople. The women were met in the parking lot by police and store security. According to the arrest report, they offered to pay for what they took, but after they could come up with only $100 between them, the women were arrested on charges of felony theft. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
You may have lived in the Twin Cities long enough to remember the start of rebuilding freeway on and off ramps in June of 2013. Well, there are three more to go, and the next phase starts today. The TxDOT Bryan District Office reports new ramps on the freeway southbound between Highway 21 and MLK will open. That will be followed by the closure of the southbound ramps between MLK and William Joel Bryan. State Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station has announced he will seek re-election in 2018. Cassell, who runs a large-scale cattle business and a full-service hunting operation, is completing his third term in District 12. The mostly rural district covers portions of Brazos and McLennan counties and all of Robertson Falls and Limestone counties. During this year's legislative sessions, Cassell was vice chairman of the House Rules and Resolutions Committee. He also served on the House Calendars and Environmental Regulation and Natural Resources Committees. You can learn about Brazos County's pioneer history this weekend at Boonville Days. Executive Director of the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History, Deborah Kalman, says the festivities kick off Saturday morning with the Buffalo Stampede.
Half marathon and 5K race. It starts at 7:30. And, you know, we are very excited. This is our ninth year to do the race. It's a wonderful race. We have cheer stations along the course.
Dr. Kalman recommends registering for the race ahead of time, along with purchasing tickets for an authentic chuck wagon meal, as food will be limited. Other activities for the whole family include live demonstrations, pony rides, and free shuttles to Boonville Heritage Park. Find more information online at BrazosValleyMuseum.org. WTAW News Time is 6:36 at 62 degrees. Be part of the show this morning. We would love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Reading helps children discover the world around them. Helping a child develop the literacy skills they need for success in life is one of the greatest gifts you can give. Read with a child early and often, opening their window to the world.
Howdy. I'm Congressman Bill Flores. Teaching children to read at an early age can make a big difference in their future success. Help open a child's window to the world.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Bianski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Refill Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got some of that for you. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
High pressure will start to shift east of the area, and that results in lots of sunshine across the area today and some warmer temperatures. We should make our way up to about 85 this afternoon. Overnight, skies will have tendency to be clear to partly cloudy. It'll fall back to about 65 to 70 overnight. Tomorrow, sunshine returns. It's warm. Highs near 90 tomorrow afternoon. Clear close to 70 tomorrow night. Saturday, sunny and warm near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Damian Ratley has really taken a leadership role for the Texas A&M wide receiving corps. We'll hear a little bit from Coach Kevin Sumlin talking about Damian, as well as from Damian himself, as the guys gear up to take on Florida this Saturday down in Gainesville. Aggie volleyball came up short last night to number 8 Kentucky. The Astros know who they're going to be playing in the American League Championship Series. It's the New York Yankees. Game 1 is slated for tomorrow. The Yanks got the win over the Cleveland Indians last night in Game 5 of the ALDS. We'll go over that game. As well as Jerry Jones is, of course, back in the news. When is he not? He has come out and said, basically, if his players don't stand for the national anthem, they won't play. The players had a private meeting yesterday. David Irving, defensive lineman, was asked about it.
No, it was a private meeting we had. No, we can't really speak on it.
So pretty much mum on the subject as of right now, but Jerry Jones has been applauded as well as, not necessarily booed, but he's kind of come under some fire for his comments. All that more coming up in sports.
You're making a bunch of millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Just shut up.
What I don't understand is people look at it from the aspect of, well, this is our First Amendment right. Look, the First Amendment, yeah. And for some weird reason, people don't understand this. The First Amendment covers you from persecution from the government.
Right.
If you say something that your boss doesn't like, your boss can fire you.
Yes, that's very true.
And if the boss says, I want you to do this, you do it.
If you want to keep your job.
Or they fire you. Yeah. That's how it works in the real world. But apparently in sports, you know, you sit there and say, well, the boss is asking us to do this. You know, he's out of line. He can do what he wants. He's the boss.
And, you know, sometimes when something's failing, like the NFL, publicity, whether it's good or bad, can be good. But this is not good for the NFL.
No.
This has done nothing for the sport. If anything, it has made ratings worse.
Yeah. What? I mean, if you're looking at it from a standpoint of fans that support and fans that don't, it's split. And, again, I don't know what the statistics are. I would imagine that there are more people who are against it than for it. I'm just saying from a standpoint of, if you're looking at the population of America too, if you believe that a great percentage of the African American population agrees with the players, mm-hmm. whereas maybe a large percentage of the white population disagrees, because that's what the argument is about, right? It's about,
well, now you say that, and it is in some cases,
right?
But we talked about that yesterday, is they don't have a clear voice. They don't have one voice speaking for them.
True.
This is why we're angry.
Right.
Yeah.
Other people are thinking other things in their head or whatever.
Right.
So,
and that's it. And you're right. Every time this conversation comes up, there's so many different, you know, perspectives.
This is why I'm doing it.
This is why I'm doing it. Or this is why, yeah. This is why we think they're doing it. Or this is why we think they don't want to do this or that or whatever. You're right. There's no clear message. And I think that's why, more than anything right now, the resounding kind of opinion is people are just sick of it.
Yep.
People are just annoyed. Like, let's move on.
Well, and, you know, I brought it up yesterday. Players are saying this is not against the national anthem. This is not against the flag per se. But then why do it during the national anthem?
Sure.
You know, the Cowboys.
It's the most attention-seeking moment, I feel like, that they can do it and get the most attention about it.
And, you know, Colin Kaepernick, well, whether or not he's actually going to play again, I have no idea.
Sure.
It's just it's one of those situations. And if you're looking at it from strictly a business situation, you know, people saying, well, he's getting blackballed from the NFL. If you're an owner, why would you bring that to your team?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, let's be honest. I'm serious. Let's be honest. You can either agree with him or you can disagree with him, but either way, it's going to be a media circus.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a backup quarterback.
Well, and
it's not worth it.
And to some extent, that's why certain people avoided Johnny, because of how much drama he brought.
Why would you do that to yourself?
It's it's strictly a business decision.
Exactly.
And that's what Donald Trump said from the very beginning. As a business model, it does not look good when your workers kneel down during the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about it from a business standpoint as well.
Right.
Then there's Mike Ditka.
Former coach Mike Ditka says he was thinking solely about football and the NFL and not society in general when he said he wasn't aware of any racial oppression over the last 100 years in the U.S.
Yeah.
He's issued an apology, telling WGN-TV in Chicago, I have absolutely seen oppression in society in the last 100 years.
Thank you.
But his earlier comment triggered a harsh backlash, especially on social media. Retired NFL player Steve Smith tweeting, great coach, clueless person.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Well, Mike Dick has always been a loud person.
Hey, that was a better cover-up than, you know, Cam Newton with the female reporter thing, but, you know.
Hey, now that has just died. What happened?
Kind of, yeah. Well, she got called out for being racist because of a few tweets in her past.
Perfect.
And, you know, and then, as I said, he came out with his Rosie the Riveter pin on Sunday, so... Yeah, it's, you know.
Okay, put your phone down. Quit doing that, okay? You see? Because people can go back and find that.
God,
yeah, I mean,
these are
tweets that she sent out in 2013.
Like 5 years ago.
Yeah. And you know, people are saying, well, you're mad at Cam, but what about this? What do you feel like? Can you not be upset with both?
Yeah,
I'm serious.
I think that's fair.
No,
can
absolutely.
You not be upset with both?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it still doesn't make what he did okay. Because
he wasn't
doing that to get back at her for those tweets that he obviously never knew about.
No. But. All right, here we go. So the president said he was going to do it, and apparently he will.
President Trump expected to issue an order later today that's going to let people buy health insurance from any state. He tells Fox's Sean Hannity it's going to cost the government nothing, and it's going to help much of the American population.
People say 30%, people say 25%, and some people say it could be 50%. It's going to cover a large percentage of the people.
The new order means people can band together and buy insurance. And the executive order won't have to get approval from Congress. But it's not clear if the order is going to come in time to help push down premiums for next year's insurance plans. Jill Nato, Fox News.
But he said he would do it, and he did. So he's about to. He's going to sign that today. Kind of channeling what Rush has been saying for years. He did an interview last night with Sean Hannity after he had spoken in, Pennsylvania. So in that interview... President Trump turned his criticism toward Democrats who have been the dominant party in many major U.S. American cities. He said, quote, "Don't forget the Democrats have ruled the inner cities for 100 years. This is their rule. Very rarely do you have a Republican that does this, but this is their rule." What he's talking about is the murder rate, the poverty, the whole infrastructure that is falling apart in a lot of cities that are run basically in the Northeast and by Democrats. And it's been that way for a long, long time. I mean, we sadly talk about the homicide rate in Chicago, and there are a lot of things that have to do with that, but Cleveland has had serious trouble for decades. Detroit has had trouble for decades. They've slowly rebuilt, but it was the whole idea of a concentration of people who needed the government to help them. That's what a lot of big cities have become. And you know what? We're seeing it in Houston as well. Then you pile on top of that Harvey, and that makes it even worse. By the way, while we're talking about Harvey, today there'll be Education Commissioner Mike Morath and superintendents of public schools that have been affected by Harvey are going to be testifying before the House Public Education Committee in Austin this morning. So we'll hear what they've got to say. And I just anecdotally ran into a lady yesterday. She'd stopped. She had her window rolled up. I thought she was having a problem, so I asked her and find out she is a person who had lived in Houston, has moved here, has been flooded out two times in the last 5 years, and just said, "Nope, we're not going to do that anymore." I said, "Well, you know, I hope things go well for you here." Now, part of that problem is when the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers built two reservoirs in Houston, Attucks and Barker, back in the 1940s, all the land around it was just prairie. The whole idea was to protect the center of the city, which was 20 miles from there. System worked like a charm until they started developing the prairie. Out of 14,000 homes inside the reservoirs, 5,000 of them flooded during Harvey. Jeez. Now, here's the deal. Some people knew that they were living in reservoirs.
Right.
But some people didn't. And I'm not sure whose fault that is. Do you tell people, as you're sitting there in the house closing, going, "You live in a reservoir"? In fact, what they're using is the term pool. Let me build a house in a pool. Let's see how that works out for us. So now, the problem with that is they're trying to build a third reservoir.
Oh.
They don't know where they're going to build the third reservoir, though, for the very reason that we just talked about the problems with the first two. And, of course, they're blaming Congress. Harris County officials want to say, "Well, we warned residents a long time ago. In fact, we went to Congress, but Congress was too busy, you know, drinking expensive drinks and eating great food to give us what we needed to solve that problem." So there's a whole lot of finger-pointing going on. which is unfortunate, but that's normally what happens is they go, oh, it was like that when I got here. I didn't have anything to do with that.
Right.
Oh, but good news. State Representative Donna Dukes.
Oh, Donna.
She has had one of her felony charges dropped.
Oh, good
for her.
She just has 12 more felonies to take care of, and then the slate will be clean. But aside from that, everything's going well in her life today.
I bet.
Yeah. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 14th, learn about landscaping and plant selection to attract butterflies. Butterflies are an important pollinator, and it begins with selecting the right plants to attract them. This class will discuss ways to increase your attraction this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Blessed be the gardener with a home hobby greenhouse, for he or she knows not the agony of wintertime. That's a direct quote. Actually, it's a quote from me. It's poor literary style, perhaps, but horticulturally, the thought is on target. Greenhouses extend the growing season to 12 months a year. They're great ways to start your own transplants and to overwinter your prized collection of tropicals. However, not all home greenhouses have been created equally. Let's take a discussion of the decisions you'll need to make in the hopes that this will be the year you finally take that plunge. I'll be back with details on home hobby greenhouses after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you're planning a home hobby greenhouse, you need to start with a suitable location. Morning sun, afternoon shade would be ideal. Most of the plants you'll be growing will need at least a certain amount of direct sunlight. You can always add shade with special plastic greenhouse fabrics and cheesecloth on the inside or wooden slats. What you cannot add is sunlight. So position your greenhouse carefully. Once you've decided where you expect to place it, make sure the greenhouse passes all the city building codes. It's not a lot of fun to discover weeks or months later that you're in some serious violation and that the greenhouse will have to be taken down or moved a few inches. Consider your various options and construction materials. If the structure will be in your backyard, visible to many rooms in your house, consider building it out of glass. It may cost a good bit more, but it will look better longer. In fact, properly maintained, a quality glass greenhouse should last for many decades, and it could be a handsome part of the backyard landscape. There are several forms of plastic on the market now. As with old-fashioned fiberglass, these may deteriorate with prolonged exposure to sunlight. Ask your hardware or lumber dealer for any particulars of the product life's expectancy. These various coverings can often cost almost as much as glass, so be sure you're getting your money's worth. Finally, if your greenhouse will be located out of the line of sight, you might consider a double-walled plastic covering. That's what large commercial growers use. They're lightweight, fairly inexpensive, and easily constructed. On the other hand, they're not much to look at. You want to determine the widths of your benches or tables as you decide on the dimensions of the greenhouse. You normally don't want them wider than 42 inches if you're reaching from one side, or 48 inches if you're able to reach from both sides. The aisles should be as narrow as possible because you're having to heat and cool those areas as well. You don't want to rob from your plant growing possibilities. Remember, as you're sizing and pricing your greenhouse options, that small hobby greenhouses can really be difficult to cool properly. They have such a small volume of air that the temperatures can fluctuate wildly. A 10 by 20 foot greenhouse is about the minimum. Oh, and you want to make sure that you have a really functional heat source and you have a backup heat source in case one doesn't work properly. I'm Neil Sperry. Turn on to spring bulbs in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, Fighting Texas Aggie football has been looking for that veteran presence at wide receiver ever since Josh Reynolds left last year. Now, the Aggs seem to have gotten it in senior Damian Ratley. Coach Kevin Sumlin calls him the most improved player on offense.
Maturity does for you, right? So he's made a couple plays, and over the last four games, he's made at least one big play every one of these games, from Arkansas, the post, a couple digs, I mean, and other plays down the field that, for whatever reason, he struggled to make the last couple years. And now he's got a confidence level. He's talking on the sideline. It's part of growing up.
After making just two receptions last season, Ratley has already hauled in 10 catches for 228 yards this year. Now, despite being better and at least improving from last season, Ratley says he's never really satisfied.
I think I still got more improvement to make. No matter what, I'm still not going to be, you know, just completely just confident with what I can do. I'm always going to work harder to do what I need to do and do it at the best ability that I can.
Damien and the guys will have their work cut out for them this Saturday when they head to Gainesville to take on the Florida Gators. Kickoff is at 6 p.m. with pregame with Dave and Dave getting underway at 5 right here on WTAW. Out on the volleyball court, the Aggies came up on the short end in Kentucky last night, falling to the 8th-ranked Lady Wildcats 3-0 in Lexington. Now, with the loss, the Maroon and White fall to 5-8 overall and 2-4 in SEC play. It'll be the Houston Astros and New York Yankees in this year's American League Championship Series. D.D. Gregorius went deep twice off of Indians ace Corey Kluber, and New York edged Cleveland 5-2 last night. The victory capped off a series rally for the Yanks, who were down 2-0 in the series. They'll head down to Houston tomorrow to kick off the ALCS against the Astros. First pitch is at 7:08 at Minute Maid. The matchup for the National League Championship Series has yet to be determined following the Nationals' 5-0 win over the Cubs yesterday. Michael Taylor smacked a grand slam in the top of the 8th for Washington, which hosts the 5th and deciding Game 5 tonight at 7:08 in D.C. The winner advances to take on the L.A. Dodgers. James Harden scored 18 points and dished out 9 assists as the Houston Rockets topped the Memphis Grizzlies 101-89 in a preseason exhibition last night. Now tonight, the Dallas Mavericks head to Atlanta to take on the Hawks at 6:30. And out on the ice, the Stars are in Nashville paying a visit to the Predators at 7. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is in the spotlight again this week after he went on the record saying that he would bench players who didn't stand for the national anthem. Here's Jones.
My actions are going to be that if you do not honor and stand for the flag in a way that a lot of our fans feel that you should, if that's not the case, then you won't play. I would say that the implication that we're not respecting the flag is just not going to be accepted.
Now, following Jones's comments, the players met for a players and coaches only meeting. Defensive lineman David Irving was asked what was talked about.
No, it was a private meeting we had. We can't really speak on it. I can't speak on it.
Mr. Jones speak with you guys?
Yeah, we had a couple words.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell also sent a letter to all 32 teams in the league calling for players to stand for the anthem. Now, in sticking with the NFL, Week 6 ticks off tonight in Charlotte with the 4-1 Carolina Panthers playing host to the 4-1 Philadelphia Eagles at 7:30. Broadcast will be over on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Back to school is here, and there are great deals at the Hospice Brazos Valley Thrift Store. College students, you'll find young adult clothing, shoes and accessories, Aggie apparel, household items, and students with valid IDs receive a 25% discount. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon. Like us on Facebook to check out new merchandise. Hospice Brazos Valley Thrift Store, located at 2814 Cabot Avenue in Bryan.
Lords and ladies of the realm, Bud Light invites you to the Texas Renaissance Festival. Revel in 9 weeks of magic this fall. Enjoy the sights, sounds, and wonders every Saturday, Sunday, and Thanksgiving Friday, September the 30th through November 26th. Kids 12 and under are free every Sunday. Discount tickets are available at Walgreens and texrenfest.com. The whole kingdom promises to delight this fall at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Huzzah!
High temperature today, about 87. Sorry, winds are going to come back out of the south. It's going to feel like it has been. But anyway, we've got 70 for a low temperature tonight. Then we're at 90 on Friday and Saturday and near 90 on Sunday. Cools down again on Monday. 62 now. WTA.